This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Katie Henriksen, host of Note throughout the week and on Sundays, Sunday Symphonies. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. So what can we expect to hear tonight?
We've got three symphonies for tonight's program, and they kind of span a lot of different eras. There's going to be an earlier symphony from Cherubini, Italian composer, who Beethoven cited as one of his favorite contemporaries of when Beethoven was composing. This guy was also composing. And then there's a Belgian composer, Gottfried de Vries, and his symphony number one. He didn't really write very many symphonies, and it's actually performance that's featuring his son as the conductor. Wow. And then Elgar's symphony number one, and you found an interesting tidbit about the premiere of that symphony.
I did. It was on my birthday, December 3rd in 1908.
And you were born in 1910?
Right. I was definitely, right after that.
So it's a birthday symphony for you.
It is.
So yeah, they span a lot of different eras. Let me think of, it's the de Vries symphony is actually called the Gothic symphony. I guess when I think of Gothic now, I think of the Southern Gothic, I think of the Gothic architecture, I think about America. There's a lot of different things that you can think of with Gothic, but it does seem like it's a good word for October and Halloween and everything.
Kind of dark. So, it makes me think of the architecture also. Yeah. Kind of the gargoyles and
So
dark for sure.
It should be exciting. There's a lot of different, in 2 hours, you're going to hear a lot of different sounds. So.
All right. Well, Sunday Symphony, that's this evening at 7, from 7 to 9. Listeners can also catch you this afternoon, right, at the Fayetteville Public Library?
Yes, it's a busy day, a busy month. We've got this project called Community Cinema going on. It's a partnership between the Fayetteville Public Library, ourselves at KUAF, and then AETN. They are showing these documentaries every month. This month is As Goes Janesville, and it's a portrait of a town in Wisconsin where a GM plant closes, and so they take a look at how this affects the community. Of course, I immediately think of Michael Moore because he did that with his famed documentary a long time ago, but this one's very different. But what we do is at the public library at 2 p.m., there'll be an hour screening worth of the film. We're not showing the entire film. We show the hour of the film, and then there's a panel discussion. So there's going to be three panelists, and we'll have a discussion about the film and all the things that happen in the film. And we like to hear from the audience. So I did the first one last month, and it was a very lively discussion. People in the audience had a lot to talk about. It's a really unique way to experience watching a documentary, because usually if you're at home watching it, you have maybe one or two people to discuss after with, but this is like you're a whole room full of people and expert panelists to discuss the topic.
Well, and that's interesting. I mean, I'm sure Janesville is much smaller than like Fort Smith, but, you know, the Whirlpool plant just closed in Fort Smith. And so it'd be, you know, kind of interesting to see how, I mean, this does affect people. I mean, there's a lot of people that are out of a job.
And, I'm interested to see, like, because it's a recent film, and Roger Me was done in a different era. That was the 80s. So there's a lot of factors that have changed, and the way things affect our communities has changed. But obviously, no matter what, if it's a large manufacturing plant, it's going to affect that community.
Right. So what time is that?
That's at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.
in the community room at the public library.
Okay.
And it's free.
All right. And then 7 o'clock, Sunday Symphonies.
Yes.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Christina.